as we bring him in. Galen, I always like to start just general, your overall thoughts. Instead of me blabbering on, what did you think overall of tonight's performance?
Yeah, overall, I thought we had a pretty good game. I thought the guys battled pretty hard. You get out of the first period there, and it's a tight game, and then they get up one, and then go into the third, and our PK, yeah, it was a tough one to take. Obviously, you take a 4-minute penalty, high sticking in the O zone, and then and not to mention Volo is obviously, like, he's one of our best PKers, so that was tough. We had a couple of miscues on that. I thought it started off well, the PK there on the 4-minute, but they kind of got pushed into a corner where we're trying to pressure out, and basically all four guys kind of floated towards, and we left them up front alone on one, and then the second one were kind of out of sorts as well. So that was tough. Then seeing the guys battle back and get two goals, one off a faceoff and one just a good tip in front, it was good to see. And I think there's belief that we're going to come back and win the hockey game.
Yeah, as you said, good push, obviously tough penalty. Let's just for a second though go back to the start. Like, it felt like it was, I know it was 1-1 after 20, but was it not another strong start? First period seemed to. Do you feel like the first periods have changed for you guys?
Yeah, it's something that we obviously address as of late, especially on the road. At home that doesn't seem to generally be a problem, but on the road, you make those short bus rides like up to Kamloops or to Kelowna, and especially after a game the night before, and guys just aren't ready. But we came here and we were, a bit tight with time, and the guys just, they got rolling, and it was good to see us have a good start here.
How did you see that second period? Because obviously it was still 1-1 after 40, but, they do count shots, maybe a little liberally here, it seemed, shots on goal. But what did you see maybe that was there anything different in that second period than in the first?
I thought they were pushing a little harder. I think they were generating offense by just, getting to the net and getting pucks there. And, there were some second, third opportunities, but our guys did a pretty good job in front of the net, not giving them, that empty net or that they had chances, but I think, we got under sticks and we boxed out and we did a good job there. But, I credit to them. I think, they've been struggling as of late, and they know they got to simplify their game, and that's what they did in the second. And I think the shots were probably 15 to 22 for them, so very high volume for both teams.
Yeah, no, you guys definitely also had some chances in that second. You talk about, obviously, the pushback. Pushback in the third is great. You're down 4-1, and it's, oh, boy, this is all of a sudden, right? They score back-to-back on the power play, and then you guys score back-to-back at 5-on-5. What leads to that? What leads to you guys, not giving up, and not only not giving up, but actually, making it a close game at the end? Because it's one thing to still have the effort, but to actually score a couple in a row, how did you see, how'd you guys do it?
I think the belief, I think guys, a lot of times too, I think, in tight games, maybe, 2-1 game, you're gripping it a bit more, you're playing a bit different, but, when they did end up scoring two on the power play, it seemed that we loosened up. We didn't change our game, but I think we loosened up a bit, and obviously, it was a great face-off play on the one where Leonard went backdoor. And then the other one was just, going to the net and point shot and tip. So it was not pretty, but I think that's, for us, obviously, we have to generate offense in those ways.
You talked about, unfortunately, your best penalty killer, Volochovsky, was obviously in the box for that double minor. But, of course, he brings that bit of a power play drought, scores on the power play, big goal, also gets an assist, winning that faceoff on the Lynn goal. Just can I get a thought from you on Volochovsky? Obviously a 20-year-old knows how to play in the league, but what did you see from him tonight, and maybe what have you seen from him since he's joined the team?
Yeah, he's an unbelievable 20-year-old to have. He plays the game the right way. I think immediately when he joined the team, our PK just got that much better. His attention to detail and, his stick and knowing when to pressure and flex out and then just getting back to the inside and taking away seams, he's excellent at. And, that just speaks for his, he's been in the league a while, his experience, and, rubs off on guys and all that. So, for him, he's, a defensive forward, power centerman, right, and a great PK. But when he gets you know, chance on the power play, and he buries. It's just great to see, and the guys are really happy for him.
Obviously, getting your captain Ryan Lynn back is huge, and I'm sure for you as well, running the D. The goal, I don't care, went off his skate, whatever, but, you know, a couple games back, you know, he's, I guess, eased in a little bit last night for his standards, but just tell me what you've seen so far, the first two games back for Lynn after a 14-game absence. What have you seen from your captain?
Yeah, I think it's like it's natural and normal for you know, to kind of, you know, ease in a bit, but I don't even think he really did. Like right away, he, you know, his mobility just shines, and his puck moving ability, and you know, just seeing above the play that he does so well. He makes those plays that, you know, most guys don't see, because he's just looking above the play and above the layers. And yeah, what a jump to our lineup having him in. And you know, we're just gonna keep rolling with him. He's an excellent, you know, leader and everything back there. So like having him on the bench, not only just for his play, but obviously just, you know, his demeanor is something special too.
Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate this, Galen, and we will we'll talk to you on Tuesday, hopefully after a good result in Tri-City. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nate.
There's Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson.